This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is June 3rd, 51 degrees. Welcome to the Big K Morning Show. Michael Bartley in for my favorite person in the whole world, Larry Richard. Larry's at a charity golf outing this morning. He'll check in with us a little bit later, tell us all about that. In the meantime, I wanted to get to this. My guest right now is Jesse Tariski, who is the president of Autism Pittsburgh. Jesse, good morning, my friend.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. So here's why I called you yesterday, and you and I we go way back. We did some videos together, some productions together, educating people about how to handle autistic kids. We did it for the police department and teachers and the courts and all that type stuff. And you're the president of Autism Pittsburgh, which is a phenomenal organization supporting so many families. So this became very controversial yesterday. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said autism destroys families. He said children with autism will never pay taxes, they'll never hold a job, they'll never play baseball, they'll never write a poem, they'll never go out on a date. And his comments in his past comments about autism, it got immediate responses, but responses that were sort of not necessarily predictable, but not necessarily altogether one view. And I'm wondering what you've been hearing about all this, Jesse, as you hear from local families about this.
Yes, and thank you for letting us comment on that. The article that you're referencing, I've read it several times, and you're absolutely correct in your description of it, because the responses from the people interviewed for that article are as varied as you can get. There were some that were outraged. The one gentleman said angry isn't a sufficient word for how he feels. And then you have another person in there, a mother, who said that she was grateful that someone is finally turning the spotlight on their situation because of how involved their child is. So for us, we're an organization that exists for, okay, my child has autism, what do I do? We're not in research and development. We're in how can we support the families and the caregivers and the healthcare professionals to make the lives of our autism community as productive and as rewarding and satisfying as possible. What we always like to say is that an individual with autism is first and foremost an individual. And so learning about autism and can help you start to understand the behaviors and challenges, but it's not the same thing as getting to know the individual, their strengths, their likes, their dislikes, their interests, challenges, and skills, and so forth. By way of historical background, my parents, back in 1966, when they discovered my older brother Eddie had autism, they and 70 other parents started the National Society for Autistic Children, and the following year started the Pittsburgh chapter. So we're the longest running autism advocacy organization in the United States. My brother was initially nonverbal, but became verbal because the children in the neighborhood would tease him and throw rocks and sticks at him, and he had to learn to tell them to leave him alone. So he was a very involved person on the spectrum, but and we had a lot of challenges with him running away, with him acting out violently. But he has mellowed through the years. And but it was a whole family situation where we had to all rally around. However, I have through the years, and especially now that I'm president of Autism Pittsburgh, have met numerous folks on the spectrum, one of whom actually works for us, who have children, have jobs, and who live what you would refer to as productive lives. So,
of course,
it truly, back when my brother was diagnosed, it was simply referred to as autism. And back when my brother was diagnosed, it was one in 15,000 individuals. Today, the CDC in April of 25 came out with their 2022 study that showed it is now one in 31. And that varies from state to state.
Here's Jesse Trisky is my guest. He's president of Autism Pittsburgh. Jesse, here's the mistake that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. made. He painted autism with a wide brush. You never do that because it's on the spectrum. Yes, there can be nonverbal, really low functioning folks on one end, but on the other end, they could be high functioning, do well at school, do well in athletics, and they will work. And his statement, that's why his statement saying that autism destroys families, they'll never pay taxes, they'll never hold a job, they'll never play baseball, they'll never get married, they'll never write a poem. Yeah. That is so untrue. And I know a lot of families, parents that were really outraged by his statement.
Right. I completely agree with you, and words do matter. And there are, I can find you individuals in our organization and in our communities that fit that. My vice president's son, Nick, is 28 years old. He's nonverbal, still wears diapers, knows 30 signs, and will never live independently. And so, yeah.
And he's who Kennedy was talking about, but he said autism in general, and that's what makes people so mad.
Right. And it's unfortunate because I'm always encouraged when I hear that people are trying to find out what's going on in a particular thing. Obviously, our focus is on folks on the spectrum. And keep in mind also that 40% of folks on the spectrum have what are called differential diagnoses, meaning they have something in addition to autism. For example, my brother Eddie has intellectual disability, which used to be referred to as mental retardation. Epilepsy is a very common comorbidity. So there are a lot of individuals on the spectrum that have other issues that they're dealing with. But to say that everybody is going to be non-productive, it would definitely strike a raw nerve with somebody who doesn't.
Hey, Jesse, I'm not finished with you. I'm talking with a pediatrician next. I'm going to hold you over until news at the bottom of the hour, okay, after that, because we have some more to talk about, okay? You good with that?
Perfect.
Great.
Perfect.
Thanks so much. Yep. Jesse Trisky from Autism Pittsburgh. Okay, it's 7:15. You know what that means. Important. It is 7:36 on June 3rd, Tuesday. Welcome back to the Big K Morning Show. Michael Bartley in for Larry Richard. My guest is Jesse Trisky, who is the president of Autism Pittsburgh. And Jesse was, we were talking earlier about RFK's statements. They were just painted. It was just a wide brush. He shouldn't have done it. And I hope he knows that. RFK Jr., when he said autism destroys families, children with autism will never pay taxes, they'll never hold a job, they'll never play baseball, they'll never write a poem, they'll never go on a date. That's true with maybe some, but not all. That's why you can't use a wide brush. And Jesse, you've been hearing from families about all of this. I wondered if you could tell us what exactly your organization does, because I don't want to forget that, because, you know, people with autistic kids and autistic adults as well. And I know a lot of people with autism who hold jobs. They do a wonderful, they're in love, and they, but it depends on this, on where you fall on the spectrum, and what exactly your organization does for families and kids with autism.
Well, first and foremost, we are an information and referral.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Service. My parents, back when they started our organization, there was nothing. Absolutely nothing. And now we are... the epicenter of activity in the Pittsburgh area, due in large part to my parents' efforts during their lifetimes. All of the legislation that my parents helped to pass that now requires that magisterial district judges and law enforcement get training every several years in autism and other disabilities. Other things that we have, my parents started one of the first extended school year programs. And we have, and that's been going on for over 40 years. We have a plus 21 autism golf clinic, because if you talk to any person who's got a family member on the spectrum, once that child turns 21, they call it the cliff, where suddenly there are no longer any services that they normally would get through their school district. So we wanted to do something to try to help those individuals that wanted to continue to have activities that they had available to them. Because of my background in law enforcement as a prosecutor, I teach law enforcement and first responders, corrections officers on traits of autism and effective methods of communication and de-escalation. We do that free of charge. So there are a lot of things. If you go to Autism Pittsburgh, that's our website, you can see all of the various programs. We have an autism service dog program that we're very proud of. And so there are a lot of things that we do. I wanted to mention, just to wrap around, I gave you two instances, my brother and my vice president's son, who are severely autistic, but we've partnered with an outfit called Computer Aid Inc., or CAI, and they have a program called CAI Neurodiverse Solutions, where they take folks on the spectrum who have certain skill sets, and they embed them as a team in some pretty high corporations like Blue Cross or Highmark and Huntington Bank, and these individuals end up becoming some of their star employees.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
Yeah, so it really is a spectrum, as you mentioned in the first segment, and I think that really does aptly describe this.
Well, you never should sell anyone short, and that includes a person with autism. Jesse, you mentioned in our earlier segment about your brother in those days that autistic people can be quirky and they can be a little bit different, and we try to educate them as best we can. You and I and Judge Tom Swan, we did that video years ago for the police departments, and it's still being used. And you know, so I wanted to ask you, because you mentioned that years ago people would call your brother the R word. And you mentioned you mentioned that earlier, but I wanted to follow up because I got my blood was been boiling the last couple of days when I read that that people think now and there's this drive on social media that that it's okay to say the R word again as sort of like if someone is not paying attention or whatever. And I just don't think that's right. I just don't. No, I think it's very offensive to families of, and, you know, and like my cousin's son who has Down syndrome. He's a lovely kid. He went to Clemson and people with autism and it makes me really mad. And I'm sorry, but I'm really upset about it.
It's funny you bring
it's
that
not,
up.
It is not okay. It's not.
It used to be a trigger for me when I was in school, or actually in the neighborhood, because my brother didn't go to school conventionally. But when
they said you had a retarded brother. That's what they said, didn't they?
I would end up getting into fights over that, just hearing that word. And then even years later, when people were in conversation using that to describe somebody, it would get me outraged. And that's, I think, in large part why it's now referred to as intellectual disability. There are a lot of antiquated terms that were used in the day before we learned more about situations and grew to understand that it wasn't a very descriptive thing. And that word is used in physics to describe motion coming to slowing down. And so I think back in the day before they really understood this fully and understood that they were, in fact, individuals, that they used these terms that were common in the day that have since been replaced with more descriptive terminology.
I think families with autistic kids would be very offended by that word.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And do you hear that from those families?
I'll be honest, I haven't really heard that term used recently because it has been replaced for such a long time.
Are you hearing from autistic families with autistic kids, given the fact that on social media people are saying it's okay to say that word? That's really making me upset.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I have heard from you know, anecdotally from some of our community. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, fortunately, at least the folks I'm talking to are taking the high ground and moving on and focusing more on how can we make our child's life as productive as possible.
Indeed. All right. Jesse, give me the website again.
AutismPittsburgh.org.
All right. Jesse Turiski, I'll tell you, what a pleasure. I haven't seen you in several years since the day that you and I and Judge Swan, he wasn't a judge then, you know.
He was not. He was still
no, and he has his son who's also autistic, and he's a productive member of society. And we did that production to help the police and the courts understand people with autism. And I know that people, the reason you were on today is RFK Jr. I think he made a mistake in describing autistic kids that way because it's a spectrum disorder and everyone's different. So, Jesse, I really appreciate your time this morning. Have a great day, and we really appreciate your expertise. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. All right. Yes, indeed. And don't use... Can't we just be kind? Can't we? Can't we? Respect people for who they are. And stop using that R word. It's offensive to a lot of people. Don't do it. Don't listen to these weirdos on social media that it's okay, that it's back. How offensive.
Oh. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.